This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got Brett Good with us today. He is, this is fun to say, Super Bowl champion. That's awesome. With the Green Bay Packers, over a decade in the league, in the NFL, which is a big deal. That's a long time to play in the NFL for that long. And a bunch of other cool stuff in between where I'm located here in Razorback country. He was a former Arkansas Razorback as well. Brett, thanks for taking a few minutes today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You had an interesting thing for me. I saw the transition of you going into what I called earlier when we talked the civilian life, working with Henderson Phillips Consulting. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I want to hear from you just a few highlights from your career that you're excited about talking about, just a few reels that stand out to you, and then just kind of your early childhood, like what led you down the path that you took into being a pro athlete?
Well, obviously the highlights are the Super Bowl, being able to be a part of that and doing it in Dallas. You know, growing up in Arkansas, Dallas was always so close. And when we were little, it was Dallas or Kansas City. That's the only two games you could watch. You couldn't watch them all like you can right now. So, but getting down to the path, I literally was, they needed a guy on the ninth grade team to snap, and I was an eighth grader. And so, I just said I volunteered and that's what happened. That's how I picked it up. I wasn't good enough to play linebacker or anything else to move on to that. And then, I was fortunate enough to have a coach start teaching me in high school, and I just took those techniques and really practiced them every day and tried to hone in on the craft and do the best I could.
All right, there's about 1,000 lessons there, but being in the right place at the right time, being willing to step up and do something outside of your comfort zone, even if you're not the best at it, getting better at it and being coachable. But obviously, you know, if everybody does that, they don't necessarily get to the Super Bowl. So there's obviously some confidence and some talent and quite a bit in there as well.
There is. And the most important thing within like snapping is it's stuff that you do on your own. You know, a lot of times people think it's easy and they can go do it. But like kickers and punters and snappers, they do a lot of work just individually on their own time. And that's kind of where you see the guys that really make a difference are the ones that when nobody's looking, they're doing the little techniques to try and get better.
So you go from Fort Smith, Arkansas, is that correct?
That's right.
Fort Smith, Arkansas. And I grew up in this area. I understand, first of all, you watch KC and Dallas because those are the only two things you can see, right? We're in a state with no pro sports. So the Razorbacks are a big deal. So even talk about going to play for the Razorbacks, that probably felt like going pro right there for being in this small area.
100%. I mean, when I was little, I just wanted to play for the Hogs, and it didn't matter how I got on the bus and finally found a way to get on the bus. And then, you know, when you run out of the A and you see that the love that everybody has, and now that I've played professional, it is a professional team in the state. I mean, the amount of people that love Arkansas and they die with it because they want everybody to win and be successful in Arkansas.
Tell me even about that experience first, just of getting to go play for the Razorbacks, like what that was like.
It was eye-opening because, you know, growing up, high school, you know, Northside, it's not a huge high school. I think the biggest crowd we probably played in was, you know, you're thinking maybe 3,000, 4,000 people. And then you go in and then you go into a 70,000-seat stadium. And it's a big difference. But, you know, you don't really notice the crowd because you're focused in on your job. Obviously, the pregame, and you're just taking everything in. But I couldn't have asked for a better opportunity to go there and be able to, you know, have an education, be able to go to classes. And then obviously all the friendships and relationships you meet from, you know, people all over the country that have come to Arkansas. Arkansas is such a unique place that still to this day, we don't recruit just Arkansas. You know, we recruit everywhere across the country because we have to do that. And so now you form those relationships, and those relationships continue for a lifetime.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.